Blog Talk Radio.
Let's get it.
Well, I definitely want to say thank you, my dear friend. You know, I call you the Black Prince of Preachers. And I think it's a well-befitting name for you. You know, you are a very articulate and demonstrative person when you preach this gospel. And you do it all from a point of royalty, because that's who you are. You are a part of a royal priesthood, and I recognize your priesthood.
Right? Anointed truth. We in the build. His ministry won. You know what I'm talking about? We still winning. And we ain't gonna stop winning. We gonna let it live on. You feel me?
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you how I live my life. It's like this. Win some, lose some.
Uh-huh.
Nah, I'm just playing with you. Someone pass the dictionary. I don't know the definition.
Lose.
All I know is that I'm chilling, Lou.
I'm chilling. I don't know about
that. Alexis told me that we winning.
We winning.
Y'all acting like y'all really get it.
Y'all get it.
But y'all really need to quit pretending.
They acting.
And did I forget to mention?
What?
Alexis told me that we winning.
Shining on these boys, but ain't no diamonds in my bezel.
Riding down Black Street, that mean I'm on another level. They tell me I'm too clever. When I twist these words together, these haters digging up dirt and they ain't even got a shovel. I'm still a boss. Ain't nothing changed but the mission.
God gave me the word through the spirit.
Now pay attention. I spit it and make you listen. My lyrics tingle your senses. And did I forget to mention? Alexis told me we win. These rappers talking down.
Uh-huh.
These preachers whispering. They say I'm doing too much. Here we go again. Never get that money and let your people live in sin. They wanna censor me and confiscate my pad and pen. Y'all some hypocrites. I'm really living this. I'll take you to the crowd.
To the crowd.
It's like we on a trip.
Uh-huh.
And I ain't trying to flaunt.
Uh-uh.
See, it's all a gift. I'm a child of the Most High that come with drip.
Yeah.
You call it perks, I call it benefits. If you don't know about it's great, then you ain't feeling this. But if you ever felt this love, you gon' be bumping this. Jump fly to this, rerun this, hit and ride to this. How you take a shot point blank range and still miss? No, you ain't on my level and still trying to diss. I'm tired of talking, time's come to show you. We in the lead, winning life the race, so. Win some, lose some.
Uh-huh.
Nah, I'm just playing with you. Someone passed the dictionary. I don't know the definition.
Lose.
All I know is that I'm chilling. Lose.
I'm chilling. I don't know about
Alexis
lose.
Told me that we winning.
We winning.
Y'all acting like y'all really get it.
Y'all get it.
But y'all really need to quit pretending.
They acting.
And did I forget to mention?
What?
Alexis told me that we winning.
Win some, lose some.
Uh-huh.
Nah, I'm just playing with you.
Someone passed the dictionary. I don't know the definition.
Lose.
All I know is that I'm chilling. Lose.
I'm chilling. I don't know about
Alexis told me that we winning.
We winning.
Y'all acting like y'all really get it.
Y'all get it.
But y'all really need to quit pretending.
They acting.
And did I forget to mention?
What?
Alexis told me that we winning.
This has been your dear friend. Your dear friend. Loving you the best way I know how. The best way I know how. I beat the drum in this village. And I have to beat it one more time. We are winning, we are winning, we are winning, we are winning because of what Jesus Christ has done for us, for Mount Calvary. He has donated his victory to you and me. You cannot pour mouth this gospel any longer. And my dear friend, Black Prince of Preachers, if you're still close to the line, I want to turn it back over to you right now. And thank you very much for your participation tonight.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah, amen. We thank God for each and every person who has called in, everybody who has tuned in on tonight. Amen to the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries.
Amen. We want to thank y'all for bless y'all for being with us tonight. Amen. On More Than an Hour of Power with our very own sister, Valencia Scott. Amen. Praise God. It's a blessing to have her on the line tonight. She will be coming forth, bringing forth a word from the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's go to the throne of grace at this time. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together in your holy name, Lord. We come together tonight to praise you, to lift you up, Lord. We come together tonight to receive a revelation from you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you in advance for everything that you are about to do. Lord, we bind, we rebuke, and we cast away any work of the enemy on tonight that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your word, your wisdom, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you for the healing on tonight. We thank you for deliverance on tonight. Hallelujah, Lord. We just thank you for redemption on tonight. And we will continue to lift you up. We will continue to praise your name. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God and amen. Thank God on tonight. Amen. We praise God for each and every last one of you who have called in, everybody who's tuned in out there on Blog Talk Radio. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We are getting ready, amen, to hear a word from the Lord on tonight, coming from our very own sister Valencia Scott. Praise God. Hallelujah. But amen, before we get into the word of God, let's go to the throne with our testimonies and our prayer requests. Praise God. And as always, we open up, hallelujah, our testimony service with the scripture Psalms 100. And it reads, coming from the New English Translation, "Shout with joy to the Lord, O earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him singing with joy. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His unfailing love continues forever, and his faithfulness continues to each generation." May the Lord have a blessing to the hearing of his word on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. We want to look at verse number 3 tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. And verse number 3 tells us that we are to acknowledge that the Lord is God. Praise God. In the King James Version, it says, "Know ye that the Lord is God. He is God." Hallelujah. Amen. And this version is telling us we need to acknowledge it. Hallelujah. Amen. See, the problem is a lot of us know who God is. Hallelujah. Amen. But we have not acknowledged what God has done in our lives. Praise God. Hallelujah. What do you mean by that, Elder? Praise God. Because everything we've got, everything we've achieved, everything we have in our possession, praise God, you think you earned that. Hallelujah. You think you got it from the sweat of your brow. Praise God. Hallelujah. No matter what level you are, no matter what anointing, amen, you have, praise God, some of us believe it is us that's doing it. Some of us believe that the power comes from us, praise God. Hallelujah. But we have not acknowledged that the Lord is God. See, we got this term when you make so much money and you become a millionaire or a billionaire, praise God, and especially if you had your own business, hallelujah, they like to call you a self-made millionaire or a self-made billionaire, self-made, praise God, hallelujah. But you have to understand, one did not make oneself. Praise God, I did not make myself. Praise God. God made me. Praise God. Hallelujah. So he starts off in verse 3 telling us to acknowledge that the Lord is God. Praise God. It says he made us and we are his. Praise God. We belong to him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. A lot of us got it confused. We think God belongs to us. Hallelujah. Amen. We think he's our personal genie or our personal assistant, amen, praise God, and whatever he's at our beck and call and whatever we ask him for, amen, he needs to supply, praise God, hallelujah, whatever we need him to do, he needs to do it, praise God, hallelujah, Amen. But we need to understand that we don't. He doesn't belong to us. We belong to him. Praise God. We are his sheep. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. It says, watch this. It says, hallelujah. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. His pasture. Hallelujah. Whenever you see the sheep, they're usually chilling in a pasture. Hallelujah. You might say the pasture is their house. So that house you're living in, that job you got, that car you got. Hallelujah. That's the pasture. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And it says that the pasture belongs to him. Hallelujah. The sheep are in the pasture. Hallelujah. Praise God. But it's not their pasture. Hallelujah. It's the Lord's pasture. Hallelujah. They're just in it. Praise God. Hallelujah. And when they leave, when they're dead and gone, the pasture will still be there. Hallelujah. Just like when you're dead and gone, that house will still be there. That car, amen, will still be there. Praise God. Them clothes in the closet, they'll still be there. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you die and leave it here, was it ever yours? Praise God. When the Bible tells us the earth and the fullness of, when it says the fullness of, that means everything that's on it. Hallelujah. Everything that fills it up. Hallelujah. Everything that fills up the earth. Praise God, belongs to God. Hallelujah. So when it says we are his people and the sheep of his pasture, he is telling us, amen, that everything you got belongs to me. The socks you got on belong to me. Praise God. The jewelry you wear belongs to me. The car you drive belongs to me. The house you live in belongs to me. You are my sheep. Hallelujah. That is my pasture. Hallelujah, amen. Nothing that you have really belongs to you. Hallelujah. The only thing that you have that really belongs to you is your soul. Hallelujah. Praise God, because when you go, that's the only thing you get to take with you. Everything else stays here. The body stays here. The clothes stay here. The spouses stay here. The kids stay here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So what we have to realize when we come before the throne of grace, hallelujah, especially, hallelujah, the way some of us come, some of us only come when we want something from God. Hallelujah. I mean, everybody don't come before the throne of grace just to testify. Everybody don't come before the throne of grace just to magnify. Hallelujah. Everybody don't come before the throne of grace to lift up his name. Hallelujah. Believe it or not, and I know it's hard to believe, but some people only came to church this Sunday. Hallelujah. Amen. It's because they wanted something from God. Hallelujah. They needed a miracle done in their life. Hallelujah. They might have needed the church to pay a bill. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. It wasn't because they were seeking God's face, but they were seeking his hand. In other words, they weren't seeking the presence of God. Hallelujah. They just want a presence from God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And a lot of us, when we come before the throne of grace with our prayers, I need you to heal me. I need you to bless me. I need you to do this for me. Hallelujah. Amen. We don't come with what I like to call an attitude of gratitude. Hallelujah. You don't come. A lot of us don't come to the throne of grace with an appreciation for what God has already done. Hallelujah. He has made you a pastor. Hallelujah. David went into detail. He leads us beside the still water. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. All the things that he has done for us. Hallelujah. And when we fall by the wayside and things don't seem to be going right in our lives, we tend to forget that he brought us across the Red Sea on dry land. We tend to forget that he brought us through the promised land and fed us with manna from heaven. Hallelujah, amen. We tend to forget the things that God has done for us. Praise God, and we forget to acknowledge them. Hallelujah. So when you come before the throne of grace, you need to be grateful for what God has already done. Because if somebody comes to you, somebody that you've been helping out, hallelujah, all their life, Praise God. Hallelujah. You've been helping this person out the last couple of months, the last couple of years, the last, hallelujah, few weeks. Praise God. Hallelujah. And they acting like you ain't never done nothing. Hallelujah. Is that going to motivate you to do anything else? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. You don't even come with the kind of attitude to motivate somebody to do something for you. Hallelujah. Praise God. You don't show their appreciation for what I've already done for you, but yet you want me to do something more. Hallelujah. And even if I didn't want to do it, maybe if you showed me some appreciation. Hallelujah. Amen. Maybe you can motivate me to do something I didn't want to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. But you don't acknowledge what God has already done. So how can God do more when you won't acknowledge, hallelujah, that he's already brought you from a long, a mighty, mighty, mighty long way? Praise God. Hallelujah. So as I open up the phone lines and invite you to the throne of grace tonight for your testimonies and prayer requests, praise God, we simply ask, amen, that you come with that attitude of gratitude. The phone lines are open. Is there one on tonight with a testimony or a prayer request? Amen. Is there one tonight with a testimony or a prayer request on tonight?
Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. To Elder, to First Lady, I want to give honor to God who's the head of my life. And I just want to thank God for all the amazing things that he's doing in my life and others' life. My mother was telling me about an incident that has happened. This young lady went into labor. She actually stayed over here. She went into labor early, was not expecting to go into labor early, found out that their lights are cut off. She got to come home because no one's working because of this, you know, this corona thing going on. So it just makes you think about, it just makes you truly be grateful about what God is truly doing, because it is so much money that they're releasing now, and I'm praying that everyone be wise to put up the money, and you know how all this food is being released and things like that. We be thinking that we really be going through something, but it's always somebody else that's going through something worse. And like Elder said, we got to cry and beg people to give a testimony of the goodness of the Lord. I mean, by us still being alive is a testimony.
She's trying to answer the phone. It's like this. I'm going to ramble on this long. Trust me.
Happened.
Go ahead, Sister Melissa. I had the music.
Okay, I didn't know. I had an echo. Okay.
Like you said, you got to prime us to say, give a testimony. People are dying every single day. Just to be alive is a testimony. To say that I'm still healthy is a testimony. You know, to have food to eat is a testimony. To have my right mind is a testimony. Let us not forget just to give God praise. And as you were saying, Elder, we always asking the Lord for something. But people not really paying attention to what you're saying. He let us get on these prayer lines. He want to see with one person besides me, you, and First Lady to see what we just give a testimony of something that he done for us. We always say, God, I want this from you, but we won't even say thank you, Lord, for this. Cause you know why, Elder, we do that sometimes. We get so caught up in ourselves about what we going through. We're not going through nothing. Honestly, it's always somebody else that's going through something worse. So somebody does have the COVID that didn't make it. It's some people have lost family members. And we are just so blessed. But it ain't been time for me to teach it. But anyway, Elder, I'm just truly grateful to be on the line. And just keep me in prayer for God to continue to strengthen me to do what he needs me to do. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Valencia. Praise God. Do we have another testimony on the line or another prayer request on two? Any more testimonies or prayer requests before we move forward? Amen. Amen.
Hey, Pastor.
Go ahead.
How are y'all doing this evening?
All right.
Bless.
God is good. Amen. Amen. Are y'all blessed and highly favored?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. I am calling in regards to a fellow Blog Talk pastor, Pastor Veal, who I don't know if y'all have ever heard of him or not, but he's had a show on for several years, and he has been these evil spirits have been going against him and coming against his show, and he's just real discouraged about having the show anymore. And is there any advice that you could provide for him to, you know, to persevere and to, you know, conquer the evil spirits that are coming his way?
Praise God, my brother. All I can say is we could just pray and finish out the assignment. You know, that's the only advice I can give him is to finish out the assignment. The Bible tells us that the race doesn't go to the swiftest or the fastest, only to the one who finishes the race. And, you know, throughout the race, you know, the Bible lets us know that spirits are going to come against us. But what we do is we use the word as our defense mechanism against whatever the spirit world is trying to bring against us. We quote the scriptures because we believe there's power in the scriptures. So when these things come against us, and they're going to come against him because he's a man of God. Hallelujah. So that's going to happen. People are going to come against him. The enemy's going to come against him, but he has to know, amen, what the scriptures say, and which he does know, amen. But I'm pretty sure the enemy tries to weaken him, you know, the enemy tries to come against us and weaken the scriptures in our heart. But we know that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We know that all things are working together for the good of those that love God and are called according to his purpose. We know that the Bible says that he provides a table for us in the presence of our enemies. So while the enemies are around, he's still providing for us regardless of them being there. So the only thing I can say, I'm gonna say a prayer for him. Praise God. And also I want to just if it's some kind of way you could tell him that we encourage him just to like the old saints would say, stay on the wall. Just keep doing what he's doing, because the enemy came against Jesus. The enemy's going to always come against you because he has a mission, and the enemy doesn't want your mission to be fulfilled. And whenever the enemy doesn't want your mission to be fulfilled, he's going to do any and everything he can to try to block that, to try to stop that. So he just has to keep the faith and stay strong. And y'all keep encouraging him, the people that are around him. Y'all keep encouraging him to keep pushing forward, not to give up. Just like Paul say, forget those things that are behind you. Reach for those things that are before you, even though right now I don't understand what's going on. Praise God. That's basically what that scripture means. I'm forgetting what's behind me, reaching for what's in front of me, even though right now I don't know what's going on.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you so much for the spiritual guidance and the prayers, and that was my prayer request. So I'll turn it over to the next caller. I'm sure there's other callers that have prayer requests, and thank you so much, Pastor. God bless.
Amen. Thank you as well. I'm going to go ahead and say a prayer for him before we go to the next caller. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just come before you. Practicing what your word says, Lord. You said when two or more come together and agree on a thing, that it shall be done by the Father who is in heaven. Hallelujah, Lord. So we come together right now and we agree. Hallelujah, praise God, that he will persevere. Hallelujah, amen, that he will press on. Hallelujah, to meet the mark. Praise God. Even though the enemy may come against him, Lord, we know that no weapon formed against him shall prosper. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for protecting him. Hallelujah. For keeping him during the storm. Hallelujah. As you told Jeremiah, you will have to fight. Hallelujah. They will fight against you. Hallelujah. But your word says that they won't prevail. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord, that we will trust and believe your word, that the enemy will not prevail. And we seal this prayer in your son Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Praise God. Thank you, my brother. Amen for calling in on tonight. Amen. Do we have another testimony, another prayer request on tonight before we go to the word of God?
Hello. I'd like to thank you for praying for me. This is Pastor Veal.
Amen. Amen, Pastor Veal. Well, we thank you for being on tonight. Amen. It's a blessing to hear you.
Yeah, well, of course. I'm always happy to share it. What's the name of my ministry?
What's the name of your blog talk show?
The name of my blog talk show is called Abba's Home. We're on most every day, but I'm the co-pastor. You mentioned when two people come together, that's God surely working. And my other co-host is a man by the name of Pastor Kent, and he's a good man, but recently Pastor Kent's been down because we've been experiencing a lot of harassment from a competing ministry. And they've been just really ripping on us. They've been sending people over with money to call us and bring up things about Pastor Kent's personal life. And all we really want to do is there's a term in my church that we use. My father used to be in the Coast Guard, and we view, you know, souls as sinking ships a lot of the time. They're out in the ocean, they're sinking. And what my dad would do is he would shoot life-saving ropes out to these individuals. So in my church in Orange County, California, and in the church online that I minister to people who are lost souls, I like to shoot ropes out to them as well. And we shoot ropes all the time. And right now we can't shoot ropes because Pastor Kent is a bit afraid to come back online. I'm not. Can't run the show alone.
Okay. So, he's basically scared about coming back on the show.
Well, yeah, he's pretty upset that this competing ministry has been paying people to come over and harass him. He's very upset about that.
Wow! I've never heard of something like that before. That's crazy. Well, we're going to – hey, what's his name, Pastor Kent?
Yeah, Pastor Kent.
Okay. Oh, and what city and state are you out of?
Well, I'm out of California in Orange County, but Pastor Kent is out of Ontario, Canada. So it's sort of a United States-Canada ministry. We think it works very well that way. It brings different cultural viewpoints, the discussion on the word. And it allows us to shoot more ropes out. And we have another term we like to call when somebody finds the Lord. We call that a pearl necklace because the color of Christ is, you know, spiritually speaking, it's pure. And in ancient times, the purity colors were purple and white. And so we say we like to give them a white pearl necklace or a purple pearl necklace when we reach out to these individuals and convert them and they share their testimonies. But yeah, the short of your answer is he's in Ontario, Canada, and I'm in Orange County.
Okay. So we're going to keep, and it's called Abba's Home, right?
Yes, it's called Abba's Home.
Okay, and we're going to keep y'all in prayer, and I will be looking for your ministry on the blog talk site so I can hear what y'all talking about. Praise God. Amen. So I can support your programming. Amen. And I pray that he this competing ministry, this is what I felt in my spirit. You know, at the time when you're going through it, it doesn't feel like it, but hindsight is 20/20. You know, it's publicity. It's bad publicity, but, you know, what the devil means for bad, you know, God uses for good. You know, this might put the spotlight, a spotlight on your ministry that God wanted on the ministry. They're trying to do it in a negative way, but you know, God knows how to flip the negative into a positive. So I would, like I said, I would just encourage him Pastor Kent, to just stay on the wall, stay strong, and y'all keep encouraging him to come back online, and because you never know what God's got going on right now, or God might be trying to elevate you, you know. Praise God. So just keep praying about it and just see what God leads y'all. I believe God's already worked it out. You just gotta wait for the solution to come forth.
Amen. Amen, Pastor. Well, thank you so much for having me on. I truly appreciate it. If you could say it, can you on? That would be absolutely fantastic, and I would deeply appreciate that. I know he would too.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you once again, touching and agreeing for Pastor Ken on today, Lord. Hallelujah. You said in your word, you told us in your word to be strong and very courageous, Lord. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we ask, Lord, that this spirit of courageousness, hallelujah, touch him right now. Hallelujah. Let him touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, Lord. Comfort him to know that you are still in control, no matter what the enemy is trying to do. Help him to realize, Lord, hallelujah, that you are still in control. Hallelujah. And your will be done. And we thank you right now. We bind and we rebuke all of those spirits, those doubting spirits, those spirits that's trying to keep him from doing your work. We bind and we rebuke them and we cast them away right now in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you in advance for everything that you are doing in his life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank you for calling in, Pastor. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, thank you.
Amen. Praise God. Well, we thank God for everybody who called in on tonight, everybody who is tuned in on tonight. Amen. We do have a word, amen, from God, amen, coming from our very own Sister Valencia. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to go to the throne of grace real quick, and then as soon as we come from the throne of grace, amen, we're going to hear Yolanda Adams, amen, and then we're going to go, hallelujah, amen, right into the word of God with our very own Sister Valencia Scott. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you once again for allowing us to come together and congregate in your name. We thank you, Lord, for meeting us here, for you said in your word when we are gathered in your name, we're in the midst. So we thank you, Lord, for being in the middle of this on tonight, Lord. Lord, we ask that you touch the woman of God tonight as she comes forth to bring your word. Touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank you for the word that you are about to release through her. Hallelujah. And we praise you and magnify your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Praise God. We're going to hear Open My Heart. And immediately after Open My Heart, we are going to hear the voice of none other than our very own. Hallelujah. Now, she don't hold back and she don't sugarcoat the word. The way the Lord gave it to her, that's the way she's going to give it to us. Praise God. So open up your minds and your ears and Sister Valencia Scott gets ready to come forth with a word from God.
Alone in a room, it's just me and you. I feel so lost, 'cause I don't know what to do. Now what if I choose the wrong thing to do? I'm so afraid of disappointing you. So I need to talk to you and ask you for especially today.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. To Elder, to First Lady, to all the saints on the line. Hello, everyone. My name is Valencia Scott, and I will be bringing forth the word of God to the people of God. First, allow me to go to the throne of grace with prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you, Father, once again, as humble as we know how. Repenting now, Father, of anything that we did or said or that's not like you, in the name of Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it, Father. And as I bring forth the word of God to the people of God, I pray that you hide me behind the cross, Father God. I pray that you will speak to me and through me, Father, for your glory, in the name of Jesus, God. And I pray that you hide Valencia, Father, for your glory, in the name of Jesus, God. And I thank you, Father, that someone will be encouraged on tonight. Heal the living, set free, God. Pray that everyone have a peaceful sleep tonight, in the name of Jesus, because a lot of people got to go to work tomorrow, God. But I just thank you, Father, for just being so good. In your precious Son, Jesus' name, amen and amen. And the word that I have for tonight, are you blocking God? And I'm going to be talking about Joseph tonight. So I'm going to be asking the people to read a few scriptures in a second. But Joseph, everybody know about Joseph. Joseph is a dreamer, and Joseph is a prophet. Everybody know about that. Also, Joseph have a few character traits, which he has integrity. Joseph is humble, and Joseph is also disciplined. Also, before Joseph really went out there and did what thus says the Lord, Joseph was 17 years old. But before he fulfilled the promise that God had for him, he was 30. Lady Prevo, can you bring those scriptures, please?
Amen. And the scripture is coming from Genesis 37, verses 4 through 11, and it reads, And when his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him and could not speak peacefully unto him. And Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it to his brethren. And they hated him yet the more. And he said unto them, hear, I pray you, this dream which I have. For behold, we were binding sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheaf arose and also stood upright. And behold, your sheaves stood round about and made abnance to my sheaf. And his brethren said to him, shalt thou indeed range over us, indeed have dominion over us? And they hated him yet the more for his dreams and for his words. And he dreamed yet another dream and told it his brethren and said, behold, I have dreamed a dream more and more. And behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made abnets to me. And he told it to his father and to his brethren. And his father rebuked him and said unto him, what is this dream that thou hast had, have dreamed? Shall I and thy mother and thy brethren indeed come to bow down ourselves to thee to the earth? And his brethren envied him, but his father observed the same. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lady Prevo. And like I said again, saints, the word is, are you blocking God? And the definition for blocking is blocking someone or something. And if you want to know something about blocking, like Facebook, like, you know, somebody keep on harassing you, block them, and they can't send you no more messages or something like that, or far as blocking on Twitter, you know what blocking is. I thank God the way that he gave me this word, am I blocking God? What I mean, am I blocking God? We all have a purpose. And why God, I thank God he gave me Joseph, okay? Joseph is the one that happened to be chosen. And when you're chosen like that in ministry, that means people are just not going to like you. That's just the way that it goes. Okay, his own brothers did not like him. Why? Because he was his father, which was Abraham, his favorite. Not Abraham. No, that's Abraham. No, I got back up. Hold on, let me back up. Who was that? Who was the father?
Jacob.
Thank you.
That's
Jacob.
Jacob,
okay. That was his favorite, okay? So they did not like Joseph because he was his father's favorite, okay? So this boy got to walk around. Joseph got to walk around knowing, picking up his spirit that his brothers do not like him, okay? They did not like him so much. They actually wanted to really kill him, but they didn't kill him. They threw him in a ditch. And he was begging them, brothers, let rescue me. You know, get me out of this ditch. But the hatred that they had for their brother is what made them put the boy in the ditch. And not only did they put him in a ditch, they sold the boy to slavery, okay? They went up there and found some kind of sheep or something, killed the sheep, put blood all on the boy's clothes, and took it to their father and said, Joseph is dead. Now, this is what happens when you got hatred in your heart. They got hatred in their heart. The hatred that they have for their brother is so deep that they even hurt their own father. Now, this is coming from hatred, okay? This boy ain't nothing but 17 years old. Maybe back up some. He went and told them, honey, about his dream. You can't tell people your dream. They ain't happy about your dream. His father even said, are we supposed to bow you? You can't tell everybody your dream. Everybody is not going to be happy about your dream. Oh, they already didn't like him. He's already talking about a dream. So they're like, okay, we're going to move Joseph. And they did. They sold him. He had to go through, okay? I'm talking about ministry. I'm talking about how we blocking God. And this is what Joseph could have done, like what we do as saints. He could have went, okay, as he moved to the next place, he could have started talking about what he's going through, like we do as saints. We're always talking about what we're going through. Joseph did not discuss with anybody about what he went through with his brother. Now, he discussed it with the Lord, but he didn't talk about what he went through because he have a call on his life. He got something to do. When God tells us to do something, it has nothing to do with how we feel. Ministry have nothing to do with how you feel. I don't feel very well right now myself, but you'll never know because I told you I don't feel very well. I still got to do what thus says the Lord. Ministry has nothing to do with how Valencia feel. But I thank God how he favored Joseph. He put Joseph in a situation where he's helping somebody else because he's a dreamer, okay? Oh, but guess what? Joseph run into another problem. He run into this Jezebel with this old bad lustful spirit. I mean, this woman wanted Joseph so bad. I mean, she was talking to Joseph. Joseph did not want that woman. I love Joseph's spirit. Joseph ran from that Jezebel. Do you hear me? And guess what happened again? He got lied on again. That is part of ministry. He didn't do anything. That's being saved. You ain't got to do nothing. Stop. Don't have. You got a call. When you got a purpose, when God has chosen you, you should expect the enemy to come. And you ain't expecting the enemy to come. You got to check your walk. You said, when I say I'm saved, sanctified, the Holy Ghost filled, the devil said, okay, I heard her. Go get Valencia. Do whatever you got to do to break Valencia. Do whatever. It don't matter. Mess with her family. Mess with her finance. Mess with her health. Take Valencia out because she said she want to follow God. I have a hit on Valencia. I put a hit on Valencia. So the enemy throw whatever he can at me. So that means I better throw back everything I got that God give me to fight the enemy back. But as he ran from this Jezebel went and lied to her husband and said that Joseph raped her. He did not touch that one. What I like about Joseph, he could have lied. He could have lied and got out of it now. He could have, lied where I messed up. Joseph said, I ain't touched her. He told the truth. That's what I'm talking about. I love Joseph's spirit. Because Joseph didn't, what I like about Joseph, he ain't waiting. Mm-hmm. Joseph had a made up mind that I'm going to serve God. He ran. I'm talking about this. Every time Joseph looked up, every time he looked around the corner, this Jezebel was like, I want that young boy. I mean, she was on Joseph. And because he ran from, I guess, her pride. And you know what? Her husband knew that she was a little slut. He knew. But by him being, he like, well, I got to protect my wife. Guess what happened to Joseph? Joseph's in prison. Let me back up. Joseph run into his brothers, okay? His brothers hate him, okay? His brothers hate him. They lied. They threw their brother in the ditch and sold him. Then guess what happened to Joseph? Joseph going to another situation where he don't want to do nothing but the right thing. He said that it is. Nothing but the right thing. He said that it is. Why is from a Jezebel? He said that it is. I don't know too many men that can walk with Jezebel Sundays. He said that it is. He said that it is. He said that it is. He ran for that Jezebel. He told the truth. He said, I didn't touch. I said, okay, you going to jail. Joseph did not sit in prison and talk about what he went through. Okay, this is what we do this now. And God hears us all the time. We always say we sold out for God, but we can't go through nothing. And Joseph left at 17 okay, that he needed to be through. He was at the age of 30. What that means that Joseph went through for 13 years. We can't go through nothing. We can't handle no pressure. The Bible teaches us how we're supposed to go through. Jesus went through. They didn't like no Jesus. You can't come down and talk about you can heal somebody with your hand. You can't be talking about you are the Messiah. They say he was doing blasphemy. They say Jesus was doing witchcraft. Jesus didn't run and hide. You can't run and hide when you were faint, baby. They're going to come for you. I was on the prayer line one time. Somebody came on the prayer line and characters assassinated my character. That's what Melissa did. Melissa kept on doing ministry. Why? Because I serve God. And if I say I serve God, that means I know that God got my back 24/7. No weapon formed against my religious apostle. If I'm doing what thus saith the Lord, knowing God got me. Ministry's not easy. You got to be tough, baby, to do ministry. Especially right now with the COVID. With the COVID. If I got to go out there and tell people, even in spite of this COVID, that the God I do serve is a healer. Even though people are dying, they believe everything they see on the news. Even though people believe everything they hear on Facebook, I serve a God that can deliver me from anything. I know because he already done it. Joseph, let me back up. He sat in prison, and guess what? He ministered. Come on now. Y'all know Joseph ain't want to be in no prison. He didn't do anything. Hey, that's ministry. God put us in situations. God know what we're going to do before we're going to do it. Joseph didn't act any different. Joseph didn't get the fish. Joseph didn't get on alcohol drugs. He didn't get Joseph just. He just did what thus says the Lord. He met three guys. He talked to three guys. He continued to minister. He continued to do what thus says the Lord. I already have read that doggone story. Joseph did not get out of character. He didn't get out of character. Let's just get back up. Okay, Joseph was there. He also learned this. Joseph's with his family. God didn't want Joseph with his family. God had to move him. God got to put you sometimes at unfamiliar territory. They looking at him like you a dream. So they looking at they looking down on their brother. But God like, honey, you just don't know what I put in your brother because he is the one that's going to help the family. God will move you. Come on, y'all. Y'all know that Joseph was alone. He went alone. God was with him. He was alone. We didn't have nobody. They weren't no phones. They weren't talking on no phone. Y'all got to really cat best what I'm saying. The Bible days. Not what we got now. We spoiled now, y'all. We so spoiled now. Ain't nothing like it was in the Bible. It was outside. It was truly outside. Jesus did ministry outside. And Jesus wasn't hanging with the saints. He was along with the cooks. All his 12 disciples had issues. Every last one of them had an issue. And that's what you see. Use all of us. You know who's the one that's perfect? He's the one that has shit. So if Joseph in a prison, he get out of prison because he knows how to interpret dreams. Why he's a prophet. And when you're a prophet, it's very, very cheating when you're a prophet. Joseph is a prophet. All God, by Joseph passing the test, by God wanting to do, all God did with Star Wars, he was just promoting him. But Joseph had to go through something. Yeah, I'm talking about that forgiveness. And he did it too. It wasn't easy. But Joseph did that forgiveness with his brothers because they're like, how can somebody hate me that much? How can they do that to me? They feel bad about it. They had to deal with it. They felt their pain like we have lied to our father and they just going through. They just really, really, truly going through. They dealing with deep regret. And that's what happened. Because I'm telling you, he was 17. Joseph was gone for 13 years, y'all. They knew that they lied. They knew for a fact that they broke their father's heart all because they were jealous of their brother. And they did all of this. Stuff, I'm telling you, jealousy will make people do that. When people want, I tell people all the time, don't have an identity crisis. Don't fuck with nobody else. Yeah. Everybody have their own gifts. Everybody have their own anointing. I have my own anointing. I can't do what elder people do. That ain't what I do. I can't do what lady people do. That ain't my gift. I only can do what the gift that God gave me, the anointing that I suffer with. I don't want nothing nobody got. I don't know what they had to go through. I heard people, I want it. No, I don't. I don't want it. I look at Bishop T.D. Jakes. I don't want no Bishop T.D. Jakes. Do you know what that man went through to get this anointing? I don't want nothing but what God had for me. But they were just so jealous of their doggone brother that they lied and broke their father's heart. And they sold their brother. But Joseph, he kept going. I thank God for this word. He kept going. He was lied on. They sold him. And he went into this Jezebel, got lied on again. He went to prison. Mm-hmm. He didn't know what cooks. He went to prison. And he still did what God told him to do. And he got promoted. He ran the own team now. He over there, because the key trying to understand these dreams, okay? And as he promoted him, because Joseph was 30 then, he went from 17 to 30, okay? Remember, 13 years now, he's suffering now. I'm saying, we don't want to suffer one day. I can't suffer. I can't go through nothing. We are some of the most complaining saints. God is so, it's another reason we got this COVID. God is just, I'm going to say it. I'm not trying to offend nobody. I'm really not trying to offend nobody. I'm really not. Okay, I go to Greater Faith Tabernacle, and my path, we don't do fear, okay? I don't do fear. Is a liar. That's my path. Fear, I don't do fear. I'm not scared of no COVID, okay? I'm just not scared of the COVID. It ain't time to be scared, okay? If I say I'm a saint for God, I mean, you got to be tough. You got to put on the full armor, God. You got to be able to go through some stuff, and you're going to go through some stuff. Your character's going to be assassinated. You're going to lose some stuff. You're going to lose your family. You're going to lose your friends. You're going to go through. That's ministry. Things we got to go through. Stop whining and talking about just giving the devil all power. It ain't the worldly people. It's saints. We got to fight, y'all. We got to fight. The enemy ain't going to play fair, baby. He ain't going to play fair. You got to fast more. You got to see God. You got to consecrate. You got to shut everything off. You got to get in the presence of the Lord. You got to hide with God. You got to talk to the Lord. Because like I said, the devil don't play fair. The devil will come in your house if you pay the rent, you pay the light bill, you paying all of this, and you allow the enemy to come in your house and make your house stand up for not me. I have a power and authority that the Lord has given me to kick them out. He will punk you. The devil will punk you if you let him. Look, the devil know who know the word and who don't know the word. The devil know who going to fight and who not going to fight. He know it. When you in, you going to go through if you in ministry. And I'm talking about elders going through elders. Oh, elder, we ain't even got to the mark of the beast, elder. Huh? We ain't got to the mark of the beast. We ain't got to the part where you talking about to a Christian and they're going to kill your ass. Huh? We ain't got there yet. We ain't got there yet. Oh, that's coming. And God know the ones going to stand for real. God know the ones that's going to die for his name's sake. It's in his word. You will be crucified for my name's sake. Mm-hmm. We supposed to go through for him. If you don't go through, you ain't going to call on God. If God makes it so easy, we ain't going to talk about God. We're going to think it's us. It ain't us. It's him. It's all him. And all he wants, and this is the biggest thing. This is one thing I think I picked up far as what Joseph had to struggle with the most was the forgiveness of his family because it was 13 years. I don't believe it should have took that long. But I know it's something. Like I said, I don't believe. Now, God knows. Now, his brothers hurt him, so Joseph had to test his brothers. I know. And guess what? It was another favorite son. It was a Benjamin. Oh, yeah, Joseph. Oh, he set them up like they were stealing. And he said, y'all go back. He said, go back and bring your brother. He just wants to test them. He wants to see that they really and truly regret what they did. And guess what they did? In time. Well, they say time heals all wounds in time. Because he had to take some time for this man's heart to heal because still he is human. Well, I'm telling y'all what I love about Joseph. He didn't talk about it. And saints, we talk too much. We talk too much. We get a devil all power. We talk about what we go through. Have we ever thought about that everything that we go through, God allow it? Look, how we forget that everything that happened in this world, how do we forget that everything that happened, God has all power, not the devil. The devil can't do nothing without God's permission. Go to the story of Job. The God is the one. God Satan out of heaven. If God got all power, why we doubt? Why we become weary? Why we just don't trust God? Why we don't believe what he say he's going to do? If God say he got you, God got you. It's just that simple. Like I said, y'all, we allow fear to creep in. We allow what we hear. I don't do a lot of talking on the phone. I'm serious. The forgetting your ear with those spirits. I'm telling you right now, if you're having a great day, you talk to somebody, got the press of a spirit, that spirit is going to bring your spirit down. I promise you. Okay, you want to pray? I'm not going to do that talking. Let's pray. Because you don't get to talk. You're going to be depressed and I'm depressed. And ain't nobody accomplishing nothing. Pray. You have to pray, saints. And we got to fight like never before, especially right now. Because fear is killing a lot of people with COVID. Depression is killing a lot of people with the COVID. They don't believe God. Nobody believe God no more. Everybody believe everything they see on the TV. And they believe everything that they hear on Facebook. I mean, literally believe it. Like it's not no God. How saints, how we don't know it's a God. When you walk out the door, when you look up in the sky and know we ain't made that. It's nobody humanly possible can make the sky. Like how it rains. Okay, when we go to sleep, we don't wake ourselves up. I mean, how we don't believe that it's a God. How we don't trust God. After everything that we've been, when everybody on this phone been through something, y'all, why is it that we don't believe God? Why we don't trust God? God is not no liar. Man lie. God ain't no liar. And God's timing. It's not our timing. Like I said, 13 years to me is a long time. 13 years in a long time because Joseph went through. And Joseph didn't do anything. So what now? Joseph didn't do anything. I said that. All he wanted to do was serve God. All Joseph wanted to do. He wanted to serve God. He went through. Man, put your big girl drawers on, picture, put your book on. Saints, you gotta be a soldier for the Lord. You gotta be a soldier for the Lord. It ain't time to cow. You can't cow it out. I didn't want to be saved. Yeah, I said, look, it's too hard. I said, I can't be like those church folks. They perfect. I did not want to be saved. God said, don't come on in now. You ain't going to make it. I said, God, okay. I did not know. I went through. And you know what? He said, this anointing I got, I suffer for me. I don't do folks don't like me now. I ain't done nothing to him. But hey, I don't curse. Don't like me. I curse God like me. I do what says the Lord. And doing what thus says the Lord, baby, you walk alone. When you do what thus says the Lord, people look at you like you're crazy. When you do what thus says the Lord, everybody gets mad on you. Everybody. Like that pastor talking about drawing other people to other people's ministry. That's ministry. Mm-hmm. That's ministry. That's part of ministry. But I'm praying that pastor know that I got him, though. In spite of God, still got him. It doesn't matter what the enemy try to do. The enemy's not going to win. The enemy only can do what God allowed him to do. Don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted to get who God is. The enemy cannot do more than what God allowed him to do. He knows his time is short. The enemy told God, I'll get all of them. God said, well, you go right ahead. You go right ahead. Pasha, that is the Lord. God, we serve. He said, get a free will. They can either follow me or they can be worldly. We have a choice. We're going to follow God or you're going to be worldly. You have a choice. God is so good. That's how good he is. And all he wants, he knows. We hurt him. Because we don't believe him. We really don't believe. We say we believe, but we don't believe him. We don't believe what we read. All of the miracles in the Bible. How he died for us. Why is it so hard for him to get to a moment? Why is it so hard for us to forgive? Why is it so hard? Jesus, he forgive us. When I say God forgive me, he wiped away like I never did. It's like it never happened. But as soon as we get up, we bring it right back. We say we forgive him. Why is it so hard? He died. He was beaten. They nailed him to a cross. They beat him. He said, Father, forgive them for they know not what they do. If we become more like him, if you become more like him, and that requires suffering. And that means getting by yourself, asking to make you more humble. I ask God on a daily basis, Lord, creating me a pure heart and renewing me the right spirit. I want to be more like you, God. I don't want nothing of Valencia. I need to be more like you, God, because I'm only down here for not a long time, God. And they got to hear about you, God. And they can't hear about you, God, of Valencia in the way, God. Remove Valencia on a daily basis. Father God, I repent daily of anything that I've done that's not like you in the name of Jesus. When you cry out to God and be real with God and say, God, I'm a mess without you. We say, God, I need your help. When you be real, Watch him move. Watch him move. Watch him move. Feel with him. It ain't about how you sound in front of other people or somebody got you. My name is Valencia. I know what the title is, what God said I am, but my name is Valencia. I ain't caught up in titles. I'm not caught up because it's just a title. It's just, I don't want to get caught up in it. I am Valencia. God, that's the name that God got for me. My name is Valencia. And as Joseph gave his brother, he tested him. He said, give Benjamin. And he said, he's going to take Benjamin. He said, no, you can't keep him because he's going to break his heart. They said his father going to die today because he already lost his brother Joseph. And that's when Joseph told him, I am the brother. And they could not believe. They could not believe. They could not believe it. See how God do. We got to get people back. Joseph didn't get them back. Because that's what we do. I'm going to get you back. How is it when God said, I will take care of them? Why we don't, I tell him, this is what he gave me. Hey, me. Why we don't believe him? Why we always think we can get somebody better than me? I'm thinking, God. So God is on everybody's heart. I said, I will take care of me. But you can fool me. You can't fool God. If God wants somebody to truly change, God gonna make them change. They ain't got no choice. So you can't lie to God. You cannot lie. You can lie to man, but you can't lie to God. But if God say forgive somebody, let me deal with it. Let them, because they dealt. Joseph didn't do nothing. I keep telling y'all, make sure y'all hear what I'm saying. Joseph didn't talk about what he went through. He didn't discuss it. We talk too much, y'all. And we say the enemy bothering me. The enemy ain't bothering you. You know how to, if he is bothering you because you told him what's wrong, Okay, like, oh, I'm having a bad day. Okay, guess what? You're going to have a bad day because you just told the devil you're having a bad day. Every time I pray, when I'm always on Facebook or something, pray, this feels the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad. And you got to speak the word. But if you see those oppressive, negative stuff, that's your spirit. That's how your spirit's going to be. And if you keep on talking about everything that you're going through, you are going to be one sad brother in your mouth. It's what you speak. Okay? Joseph was 17. I'm trying to make a point. Joseph was 17 years old, and he did not do anything. But guess what? He went through H-E-L-L. Why? Because he was chosen. And if you're chosen, you're going to go through H-E-L-L. It's no way around it. It's just how you handle it. Now, God gave me about Joseph. This is the way that we're supposed to handle this thing. Joseph went through. He didn't go pull nobody to the corner and talk about his brothers. He did. I'm sorry. He didn't do it. He kept on doing his mission, what God called him to do. I'm sure that he went out and cried out to God. And that's what you're supposed to cry out to. That's what you're supposed to talk to God. Now, if God wants you to talk to somebody else about it, he was direct to. But he did not go talk about what he went through. Then he got lied on and went to prison. He went in prison talking about what he went through. I'm making a point. This is what we do. I done it. Let me say, Mika, I don't want people like, what she thinking on me? I done it. That's how I know. I only could talk about what I know what I've been through. I know I've talked about it. I mean, I played a violin on Valencia more than anybody. I was Valencia, old sad popo Valencia. Oh, my story. Oh, almost died. Okay, you made it. I'm lying. But he did not talk about what he went through. And that's the type of mentality that we got to have, signed. We got to have it. His character choice was integrity. His other character choice, he was humble. The third one, we ain't disciplined, signed. We got to work on. I know I got to. We ain't disciplined enough. That boy was disciplined. I'm telling you, that little spirit nowadays, it's terrible. It's a lot of men that fall prey to women. Joseph ran. I got some respect for that one. I got respect. I mean, when you think more about being pleased in the eyes of the Lord, instead of giving in to your flesh, man, you powerful. I pastor like that. My pastor like that. I said, that's a good one. I don't know too many like it. My pastor like that. My pastor is just like that. We call my church lady, we call her only lady. We don't call her first lady. We call her only lady because she's the only one. But some of them got sister ladies, Teresa lady, Nikki lady. It's a whole bunch of ladies. Okay? But I respect Joseph's character. And I want more of Joseph's character. Why I want more of Joseph's character, y'all? Because it's of God. That's why I want Joseph's character. I want more of God, less of Valencia. Now, I'm telling y'all, with this woke, you got to be able to fight, baby. You got to fight. You cannot. I wanted to now. So I wanted to. God wouldn't let me. But I didn't want to give up. He said, it ain't about you. He said, who told you it was about you? Then he started reminding me how he saved my behind. of a situation that Valencia put up behind him. He didn't have to save me. He could just let me die. Then he said, I love you enough. I chose you. I see something in you that you're going to see. I want to use you for my glory. Then he said, I'm going to bless you for being obedient. Okay, you think I ain't concerned him? Why wouldn't I? He loved me so much. He said, see, y'all know God love me. He said, God make you feel so good. He said, he don't make you feel bad. He said, it's love experience. God's love is so clear. How we don't want God. How people don't want the Lord. He's always there. He's not like people. God ain't going to leave. God ain't going to turn. God is the same all the time. Get the relationship. When you got the relationship, baby, you ain't going to be scared. You ain't going to be scared. You're going to know he got you. I walk alone, y'all. People look at me like I'm crazy, y'all. They talk about me. They laugh at me. I go into prayer. I'm not finna argue and fight with you. Oh, but baby, I'ma pray. And once I get through praying, I promise you that back up off me. Because when I say I'm a woman of God and I stand in authority and I know who I am in the Lord, I mean it from the bottom of my heart, the bottom of my soul. That's why God blessed me like he does. God got me. God got everybody. I don't love me no more than he loved anybody on this. God love is so unique. God love is so pure. He loves all of us just the same. Do we love him? We say we love him. Why we won't give up? We have to give it up. I gave it all up. I ain't want to. I am honest and real. I did not want to, but I did. And I'm glad I did. I'm glad he whipped my behind and made me do. I was smoking cigarettes to the point I was burning my throat. Guess what that meant? That means I would have had, because I don't have it. I would have had lung cancer. He said, stop smoking those cigarettes. I said, I'm not smoking those cigarettes. I said, I didn't gave up everything. I said, I told him. I said, I didn't stop smoking those cigarettes. I said, I didn't gave up everything. I'm telling you, I did not want to be saved. I said, I didn't stop smoking those cigarettes. I don't want to. He said, okay. He got through whipping me. I stopped. I said, he whipped me, y'all. I stopped. And I thank him for that whip. I thank God for that whip. Because guess what? At the age of 40, before I met you, I would have lung. I wasn't. He was smoking cigarettes that doggone long, but I was smoking it so much to the point that it was burning my throat. And guess what? Y'all were lighting them up. I like, I'm addicted. This was you better what you speak. Don't be saying you addicted. Don't be saying you have to watch what you say. And guess what? We always, we think we're so smart. If it say on the box, who missed how long? Causes lung cancer. I mean, what's hard to figure out about that? If the box says, the Bible doesn't tell you. If the real appeal. What's going on in this world, y'all? And I'm praying that everybody do want their spirit like Joseph. I'm really praying that everybody do. I do. I just say I do. I love Joseph's spirit. I love his spirit. It's humble. I'm talking about discipline. There's discipline. Because I'm telling you, he's powerful, y'all, because he didn't talk about everything I went through, y'all, I talked about. This boy didn't talk about nothing, y'all. He just did what God said, do. I'm like, wow, you're amazing. He is so amazing. He went to jail. In jail. I ain't never been in jail. But in jail, he still did what God say do. But God promoted him, y'all. But guess what, y'all? He went through for 13 years. And he didn't complain. He did not complain. We got to stop. We got to stop complaining. We got to stop thanking God and stop complaining about everything that we go through. We got to know, saints, that God got us. We got to know. I know for a fact he got me. I know this with everything in my soul. And I'm praying that everybody know that God got you as well. I told him, when we repent, when you repent, you're supposed to actually stop doing what you're doing. But when you say, God, forgive me. God, forgive us. Don't you know, even when you're lying, when you're lying, say, God, forgive me. He said, forgive you anyway because his love is pure, even though he know you're lying. This is a God that we serve. Why are people scared of the devil? The devil, like with Job, he said, have you considered this type of God we got? Have you considered my servant and soul? But guess what? The devil had asked God. He said, go try him. Go try him. Job went through. I'm talking about that. We got to go through. I'm sorry. It's no other way to say. It's no pretty way to say go through. You're going to go through. Look what Job went through. They told him to curse his wife. Everybody turned on Job. It's going to come. When you're in ministry, people are going to turn. I'm sorry. I'm just sorry. It's gonna, I'm telling the time that I always turn. people turning on you, all it's going to do is you pay attention. It's going to make you run to God. All it's going to do, and he do that. God allowed people to turn. Come on now. Y'all know for a fact that God allowed Joseph's brother to turn on him. God had a plan for Joseph, just like Job. But make sure that y'all, he said, hey, you conspired. God sees something so powerful in us, y'all, that we don't even see in ourselves. He said, have you considered him? And guess what? David, he was a man after God's own heart, but David was an HOE to his heart. But he still was a man after God's own heart. He still was anointed. He still, everybody is different, but David had to go through. Everybody had to go, Joel. Everybody had to go through. So that's all I have, Elder. It's back in your hands. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm done.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Like, we thank God for that word. Amen. Amen. We're going to be right back with the prayer. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to be right back with the prayer. Amen. And right after this song right here, because it goes right along with the message. I cannot give up now. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Don't believe he brought me this far to leave me. Praise God on tonight. Let's go to the throne of grace. Praise God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you on tonight for the woman of God. We thank you, Lord, for the word that you put in her belly to give us tonight, Lord. Lord, we just simply ask that you replenish her, the very virtue that she has poured out to us on tonight. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, for continuing to mold and shape the woman of God in the direction that you want her to go, Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank you, and we praise you, and we magnify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God on tonight, and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for Sister Valencia on tonight. We thank God for the word that she brought forth. Hallelujah. I want to open up the lines. Hallelujah. I'm sorry, I'm having a couple of I got knocked off on one line here. Amen. We want to open up the phone lines. If there be somebody, amen, that has a testimony or a prayer request, praise God, the phone lines are open at this time. Will there be one? Amen, amen. Will there be one at this time with a testimony or a prayer request?
Amen. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't got a testimony or prayer request, but I just want to thank one of God for that word. You know, that was a powerful word, you know. Are we blocking God? Are we blocking God? You know, that's powerful because all the stuff that Joseph went through, like the woman of God just explained, you know, like with his brothers. You know, his brothers hated him, was jealous of him, you know, for whatever reason. And them being jealous and hating him, you know, led them to, you know, do some hateful things, lead them to, you know, have him sold into slavery, put him in the ditch. You know, they did this all, you know, out of jealousy. But at the end of the day, we know that God, we can see that God was in control of the situation that Joseph had to endure with his brothers. And, you know, and sometimes we can view those kind of things that happen to us as, you know, summed up the enemy. You know, or we can just look at the person, oh, they ain't finna be talking, you know, somebody ain't finna be talking to me like that, or ain't finna make me seem like, oh, I'm a thief, or oh, I'm a hoe, or I'm like this, ain't finna. You know, you want to go take up for yourself. You know, you want to go fight your battle. You want to let them know what it is, you know, not realizing that, you know, it's God, you know, that's trying to make some kind of way for you, you know. It's God, you know, that the woman of God said, that's allowing this to happen for whatever reason, you know, like the woman of God said, have you considered him? Have you considered that God is trying to make a way for you? Have you considered that God is trying to open up doors for you? Have you considered God? Like, have you considered him? Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. You know, sometimes we can just take the situation. We're looking at it the wrong way. Amen, hallelujah. We're looking at the people. Oh, they trying to take my position. Oh, they trying to take, you know, whatever the case, whatever the situation may be, you know, it can be God that's trying to open up a door for you. Like the Bible says, God will use your enemy as your footstool to get to the next level. Amen, hallelujah. If you have no enemies, how would you get to the next level if God is using your very enemies to get you to that level? Amen, hallelujah. Have you considered God is in control? God is moving. Amen, hallelujah. Have you considered him? Amen, hallelujah. You know, I think that's just a powerful word. You know, because sometimes we can call ourselves blocking God, blocking our own blessings, thinking it's the work of the enemy, or it's something that's going to cause harm to us. You know, amen, hallelujah. You know, I think we should all think about that. You know, are we blocking God? Are we blocking our own blessings? Are we keeping God from moving or things from happening because of how we looking at it? Because we think, we're looking at the person and think, oh, they're trying to bring me down. They might, in their mind, they probably is.
But at the end, if you know who God is, you know God turned it out and worked it out for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me say it again. Everything works out for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. If you truly believe that, amen, hallelujah. If you truly believe what the word says, if you truly believe what God says, you know, you will consider him in every situation of your life. Amen, hallelujah. If you believe what the word says, amen, hallelujah. I'm not trying to preach you, you know, that's just popped in my spirit, you know. Amen, hallelujah. You know, I just thank and praise God that he's always in control and he don't sleep, he don't slumber. Amen, hallelujah. He's always well aware of what's going on around us and in us. And I just thank God, you know. Amen, hallelujah. That's all I had to say.
Amen, amen, First Lady. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God for that word. Praise God. Have we considered God? Hallelujah. Amen. And amen. I totally get it. Have we considered that that's God moving? Hallelujah. Praise God. When the brothers put him in the pit, they had malice intent when they put him in the pit. Hallelujah. But God had a route planned out. Hallelujah, amen. And that route led to the palace, but in order to get to the palace, you had to go through the pit. Hallelujah, praise God. And in order to go, amen, to the palace, you had to go from the pit, hallelujah, amen, to the prison. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And then in order to get to the, hallelujah, to the palace, you had to go through the prison, the places you don't want to go. Hallelujah. The route, it don't seem like that's the route. Hallelujah. Amen. That don't seem like, amen, some of us on paths right now, we're going, this don't seem like this the right way to be going. I mean, I'm supposed to be going here. Hallelujah. Amen. But who knew in order to go here, I had to go through there. Hallelujah. Amen. To get to that, I had to go through this. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Have you considered God? Amen. Praise God. We say so much the devil moving. It's the devil. The devil's doing this. The devil's doing that. Praise God. Hallelujah. We go to church and we pray against the devil, not considering that it's God that is the one that's doing these things in our lives, allowing these things to happen. Hallelujah. That, like she said, the enemy, God uses the enemy to get us to the next level. He said, if you be seated on my right hand, I will make your enemies your footstool. Now, I don't know about you, but from what I understand, a footstool is used for two different things. For one, you can prop your feet up on it when you're sitting down. Amen. Praise God. Or for two, if you're too short to reach something, you use the footstool, amen, to stand on to reach whatever you were trying to reach that you were too short to reach. In other words, that enemy is going to give you that boost that you don't have. Praise God. That's why I always say, we should take a lesson from, I know a lot of y'all don't like rap and all that. NWA had a philosophy. You know, we heard about NWA. That was that rap group back in the 90s that nobody liked. Hallelujah. They were gangster rappers. They were calling women bees and hoes and all this other stuff. But they had a philosophy that all publicity is good publicity. If you say something bad about me, it's good. If you say something good about me, it's good. Everything you say is working for my good. Hallelujah, praise God. And that's the kind of attitude we got to have with what's going on in our lives. Everything that you say against me, everything that you're doing against me, I'm not going to fight against it. I'm going to allow it to happen because it's working for my good. If I fight against it, I'm fighting against God. Hallelujah. I'm fighting against my own destiny. Hallelujah. Praise God. A lot of people today are only successful because somebody pointed them out. It didn't matter how they got it pointed out. Kim Kardashian got pointed out for a sex tape. Hallelujah. It was a malice reason. That was a malice reason. Somebody wanted to hurt her. Somebody wanted to cause damage in her life, damage to her reputation. That was the whole purpose of that being released. But instead, years later, hallelujah, it boosted her into a career, into a profession that they never would have imagined this would happen. This was supposed to damage her for life, not boost her career. But we don't look at things that go wrong in our lives when our past come back to haunt us, or lies, praise God, or malice behavior comes into our life. We don't look at it like this is going to get us to the next level. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I like that first lady. Amen. Have we considered God? Hallelujah. Praise God on tonight. Do we have another comment, praise God, a testimony or a prayer request on tonight? Praise God. Hallelujah. Any more testimonies, comments, or prayer requests on tonight? Amen. Amen. Well, we just thank God. Amen. Hallelujah for everybody that called in and tuned in on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for Sister Valencia bringing forth that word. Are you blocking God? Hallelujah. We thank God for everybody who called in on tonight, everybody who tuned in out there on Blog Talk Radio. We will be back on this Sunday morning. Hallelujah. With Bishop Mac Page at Care Church Incorporated. Praise God. And then we will be back on that. That's at 11 o'clock Central Time. Then at 5 o'clock Central Time, you can catch us back here with the Word of God, straight up and uncut. Hallelujah. With yours truly. And we will be, amen, dissecting a topic, amen, or dissecting a scripture, amen, praise God, and having a, you know, in-depth discussion, amen, praise God. And then, of course, we will be back again next Thursday night, praise God, with more than an hour of power. We thank God for each and every last one of you on tonight. Once again, we want to thank the lady of the hour that brought forth the dynamic word from God, Sister Valencia Scott. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. And like I say, we will see y'all next time. But let's go ahead and pray out for tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you once again. Thank you for your word on tonight. Thank you for your revelation on tonight. Lord, we praise you, we magnify you, we thank you, Lord, for you are truly worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. And Lord, we will continue to lift your name up high and holy, for you are truly worthy. Hallelujah, to be praised. Lord, we just want to thank you all tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you for the woman of God. Continue to move in her life in a mighty way. Praise God. Hallelujah. And thank you for everybody who tuned in on tonight. Thank you for every revelation that was given. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for the deliverance that was given. Somebody was loose tonight with that word. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody received some peace tonight, knowing that the Lord is in control. Praise God, that everything that goes bad in our lives, hallelujah, is not, hallelujah, working for our bad, but actually working for our good. And we thank you for that on tonight, Lord. And we praise you, we magnify you, hallelujah. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. And we simply pray that the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us till we all come back together again. On behalf of First Lady and myself, we love each and every last one of y'all. Y'all have a blessed night, and don't forget to say your prayers and see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Y'all have a blessed night. Go with God, and we'll see y'all next time on More Than an Hour of Power. Y'all have a blessed night.
Church.
Let the church
say
amen.
plans are to what His word says. God has spoken.
God has spoken.
Church say,
around me.